6:08.
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order.
Appreciate it.
We have one resolution that we have to look at.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, folks. Thank you. We have one resolution that we're going to have to look at. Approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000. Introduced by the county. Atlantic Pavement Marking, Inc. I understand this saves us a great deal of money. And before I do that, I need to make a motion to approve the meetings for January.
I'll make that motion even though I wasn't here.
I need a second.
Second.
Okay, approved.
Okay, it's January.
All righty. So now we're back to this. I remember we had a brief discussion at the last meeting regarding this, where we saved a lot of money. Do we have anybody here from Public Works? I mean, nothing for nothing, but...
They are not. I talked to... Dean had called. The executive's office is doing another cost analysis, which was a question that was raised in Ways and Means last week. They don't have the cost analysis done, but we don't even have the equipment anymore. So simply buying the equipment, you know, would be probably more than this contract is. Or as much as it is. So they're going to get us a cost analysis. But
that'll be after the fact if we vote on this tonight.
Mm-hmm. For this year, at least.
Which is kind of bad, to be honest. But,
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Is this resolution time sensitive that we can't wait a month if we don't have the information that we should have in order to vote on it?
To be honest, Kevin, I just was notified tonight that I would be chairing this committee, so I'm not really sure exactly how time, if this is time sensitive or not.
Fawn, do you know the
and
answer to that?
We don't have anybody here from the Public Works.
Vicki was going to try to find out.
Hector was on Ways and Means,
right?
Direct.
Yeah, we passed it.
Is it time sensitive?
My recollection, I think there was only a handful of questions. Time sensitivity was not one of them. However, give me a second, I'll go find out.
We were looking at it. We have time to get more research, put it off another month.
Hold on. Are you talking about the road striping?
Yes.
You were not in here a minute ago.
I wasn't. I got up for a second. I don't remember. We had a bunch of questions.
You probably don't start doing those projects till late spring or early summer anyway, you would think, or sometime thereafter. But
I would have liked to have had somebody.
Whether or not, when the contract needs to be done.
DPW
that's not
here to at least the answer.
Here to answer question.
In 22. To answer questions, and we don't have anybody from the DPW. Dean's not here tonight to answer any questions.
They were supposed to get us information for Ways and Means, but we got caught up in all another discussion, and they hadn't brought it.
They said because of the holiday and the snow, they hadn't had a chance to do that. When I talked to the executive's office.
But then the question we have to ask, is it time sensitive, or can we put it off for a month and it not bother, not hurt one way or the other?
Yeah.
I mean, if people are waiting for the information, then they're waiting for the information.
Can I make a motion that we do and?
Wait till the legislator Rodriguez gets back.
So nobody's moved or seconded this point,
no.
Right?
No.
Okay.
In fact, you didn't want to move it for discussion. Got it. Manager, want to move it for discussion?
I'll move for discussion at the table.
I'll second it.
Basically, what was expressed before was that it would the cost of the vehicles and materials and stuff would be more than it would far exceed just entering into the contract with these contracts.
That's what we're being told, but I haven't seen anything in writing. So I'm kind of curious what took place in Ways and Means.
Again, from Ways and Means, the only thing I think we discussed was the cost benefit, and I think Tracy, I think you're actually going to ask that question. And we were actually told, well, it's a good deal. As a matter of fact, I believe Mr. Fabiano, who is he not here today? Dean, I guess, had actually even expressed that it was a really good deal and that we should take it, and that was basically what was shared with the committee.
But Dean
however,
wasn't at committee.
I called. It was not a meeting. That's hearsay. I realize secondhand.
Yeah.
And HR That's what I was making sure I was saying that one. Cornell is being contacted right now to go find out what the situation is with regards to his time sensitivity.
That's fine. I mean, if members have questions, I wish that, you know, at least somebody from the DPW would have been here to answer them, as opposed to just sending it through.
In ways and means, I think I was the one who first raised the question, because I recalled from my previous tenure when we switched from striping ourselves to bidding it out, and at the time, they said it was something about having to turn the paint to keep the reflective thing going.
Yeah, right.
And it just seemed crazy to me. But now it's a gigantic contract. So I said, can we at least find out what the cost difference is? Not factoring in buying all new equipment, but what were we paying when we were doing it ourselves per mile? If you could figure that out.
They should have
and
that
what are we paying
readily
now?
Available.
Now it's, you know.
What?
You can't take out the equipment, though, because every 10 or 15 years, the equipment's going to need to be replaced as well. And you've probably got $250,000 piece of equipment that you're going to have to replace. So you know, to value that over the period of years as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
For this particular type of project, I mean, obviously, you know, look, there are times when we go to outside vendors for certain things because it's just more cost effective, and it's just, you know, and for the amount of time it's actually basically, you know.
And that's fine. I think the only thing we're asking is this time sensitive? Does it have to? I mean, obviously, I don't think they're going to be doing any striping anytime soon. Jeanette?
These questions came up last week, so I'm a little surprised why nobody has the answers.
We never got any.
Did somebody call somebody to get?
I spoke to Deputy Executive Sudlow today, and he told me that they, because of the holiday and all the snow and the other things they've been doing, they haven't had time for the DPW to do this kind of research for us, to give us real hard numbers. But his memory was that the last time this was done, just the cost of paint alone was significantly different, because this company, but that's all they buy is paint compared to the amount of paint we buy, things like that. And also, I don't know if the resolution is time sensitive, but the time that they have to paint is become sensitive, because there's only certain times of the year where they can do the painting, and it happens to be the same times of the year where they do their major highway work. So to take people from, you know, running other equipment that they're skilled to do in order to paint also didn't seem a good use of resources. Is what was discovered the last time this was done. But he did apologize that he didn't have that, because the highway department's been busy plowing snow, they haven't had time to do the research that we had asked for.
But wasn't this about paving also?
This is, I think, just painting.
This is painting. This is striping the road. Now, I don't think they're going to be doing this anytime soon, obviously, with all the snow on the roads and whatnot. But I don't know if the contract itself is time sensitive.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, I mean, from my own standpoint, I'm just speaking as an individual legislator. I feel comfortable with this contract. I feel comfortable understanding that we're getting a good deal and that it's providing a vital function, and that we are then able to maximize our DPW guys out there on the things that really matter in terms of road safety, things like paving. And so by having them available to do the striping at the same time, I think becomes really just efficient use of our resources and our time. So I feel comfortable supporting it, but I don't know how this would be.
Well, I'm looking at the contract now, and it begins March 1st, and it ends February 28th of 2015.
Yeah. And so, therefore, I think the answer is like what time sensitivity.
Right. So, I'm sorry.
If you're looking for a source of comparison as to whether in-house or out-house painting or striping is, the Department of Transportation does that every year. They do it constantly. And if you're looking for a source of comparison as to whether it's a good price or not, they have a weighted bid average that they constantly update for striping, so you'll know whether you have a good price or not.
Well, I understand that, but the people have questions that they're not going to be able to get answers to before they vote on this if we put this through tonight. On the other hand, if we don't put it through tonight, the contract is put off for an additional month, because we will not meet before March 1st again. And March 1st begins the contract.
Okay.
So it's basically, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, Deputy Chair. From what I understand out of this, and, you know, we've worked with the county executive, good relationship with him over the years in the DPW and the legislature. Always trusted their judgment. I'd have to believe that this is a good plan that they put in front of us here to pass. It is a large amount, $300,000 more in an amended contract, so a total of almost $900,000. It is a large amount of money. I do wish that somebody was here to answer any questions that may have arose, but again, I think we should pass this tonight and move on. I don't think, again, I'd have to take the for granted that they're giving us a good product here.
What's your pleasure?
I'll make a motion to vote on it.
We already had a
motion. Well, I'll second it then. I was going to ask him if that was a motion, so okay.
Well, but you're in support of voting on it tonight?
Sure.
That's what I take. That's what I think you meant.
I think it's bad form that they're not here to answer our questions, especially since it's, you know, the contract is about to expire. You know, for me, new at this, I'm sort of having to take second, third-hand information. And so, you know, I'm not comfortable without having my questions answered.
I was just reminded of one other thing that Mr. Sedlow apologized, saying that he couldn't be here tonight. The meeting's been rescheduled three times, and they just he had an appointment today that he couldn't miss for himself is why he's not here, and so he's the only person I spoke to. But he did point out that we have rescheduled this meeting three times in you know, the last 3 weeks.
Well, I'd like to make a counterpoint that it was we didn't reschedule it for. Only because of weather.
Right. So
it probably comes down to it.
Yes, Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, again, I understand, Legislator Green, where you're coming from. It's your call as to how you then wish to vote on whether to move this. However, that's why I want to just express, again, from my own standpoint, I feel comfortable just simply because people that I've heard from, at least, that it's a good deal, and more importantly, because it's a function that we would not otherwise be able to do without another large investment, maybe even a larger investment, that I think that we should move forward with.
Last year, it we subcontracted it out, so this is the same. It's an extension of the same contract.
Okay, we're going to call for a vote. All those in favor of putting it out tonight?
Aye.
Aye.
I will go along with it.
Aye. So all those opposed? No. Unanimous, it's passed. We'll put it on the floor. Thank you all very much.
I would say in the future, you know, those questions were asked last week.